Hello.
Oh, hi, Charles. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I'm sure you got the notification, but I was just following up. We're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
No, there's nothing wrong with the card. What am I paying for? What is this for? I don't even know what this is about. I keep getting calls from you. But
oh,
who did you talk to?
So,
what am I supposed to be getting for whatever I'm supposed to be paying?
So what we do is we promote CG Masonry online. So that includes Google and Bing and the directories. It also included Facebook ads, your website, and the website hosting. Have you seen the site that we built, cgmasonry.net?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll send you a link to it so you can see it. There's an orange banner at the top right now that says the information is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So once the payment goes through, you know, that orange banner comes down.
What's the payment?
It's $129.
For how long?
That's a month-to-month subscription. So you can go, it's $129 a month. Now, when you signed up with us, it was $348 monthly, or $348, which included $249 for your monthly program and a $99 setup fee. And then it looks like the next month, you wanted something a little more affordable, so they took the Facebook ads off, and that's what lowered it to $149. And then someone puts you into corporate pricing now, which is $129 monthly.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing is that you're at the rock bottom rate. Normally, to get that $129 pricing, you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness. You have to have 100 locations to get that pricing. So somebody got an override and gave that to you to help you out. But I will tell you that there's something that they've been reaching out to you for that hasn't been completed on your end, and if you could get that completed, you're going to see an explosion of results. That's when you're going to see things, like, really turn around, is they've been emailing you and calling you action needed documents for Google reinstatement. So what that means is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So when Google asks for those documents, it's actually a good thing because, you know, all you have to do is send over a couple of things, show that you're a valid business in the area. Once we show that to Google, they publish the listing and they say, okay, this is an actual business. And, you know, that's when you'll see much better results. Now, do you remember if you sent that in yet or if you looked at those emails?
No, ma'am. I hardly ever look at emails, and because we're always busy. We're to tell you the truth, I don't know what we would do if we had any more business. But I've been doing this a long time, 46 years.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, 46 years, and so I get a lot of repeats, a lot of people tell other people about it and stuff. But, you know, I guess, what do you need? I mean, to show that I'm a business.
So on that email, they give you 7 different suggestions. It says, do you have a business license? Send that. If not, send a business registration or send a picture of your work vehicle with a Texas license plate or some of your work tools or an invoice or a business card. So keep in mind, you don't have to send all 7 items on there, but if you had maybe 1 or 2 of them and you sent those over, that's all we're going to need to get it, you know, published and verified on Google. So like I said, it's just a good thing.
I have a business card that we've had.
Perfect.
We've had these business cards for probably 20 years.
Okay.
But yeah, CG Masonry Contractors, I'm going to have to take a picture of it and send it to you. And what else?
a business license.
You don't have to have a license. You don't have to have a license to do masonry work or concrete work.
Okay. Do you have a registration, a business registration?
No, not even that.
Okay. Okay. So just send over the invoice if you have one, the business card if you have one, and then maybe a picture of your work vehicle with the Texas license plate and some tools. I think that's all you're going to need.
I don't have anything on my truck anymore. I've already got sued one time for something they said flew off the back of my truck and broke the windshield, and I had the guy actually tried to make a big deal of it, and I showed him the back of my pickup truck. I had nothing in there, nothing. I mean zero. And he said, "Well, I don't know, man. Something flew out of your truck." And I said, "You're full of crap." And I said, "You know what?
I see." It's said, okay, though, hey. Charles. You don't have to have signage on your truck in order to get verified. All they're wanting to do is, let's say that you were a big masonry company out of New York City or out of LA or something, and all of a sudden you want to get a small crew in San Antonio and start coming into the area and steal clients. Those types of companies cannot get on the first page locally because they wouldn't have the proper, you know, documentation to show Google that they're actually in San Antonio. So even truck doesn't have signage, but it has a license plate that shows that you're in Texas and then maybe a couple of your tools showing, that's all you need. You'll be fine. They'll be like, okay, we can see this is an actual masonry company in Texas. So you don't have to have the signage on the truck or anything like that. Matter of fact, I'll send you an email that says, please send over the business card and your invoice. And then once I get it, I can submit it on that Google Doc for you. That way you don't have to worry about going into the email and using the doc or anything like that.
I have a business card.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Perfect.
Here next to me. I already got it. And a proposal with CG Mason Contractors on it.
Perfect. Yeah, send both of those over. And then, you know, whatever you have, even if you have the picture of the truck, if not, just get those two over. And at least we get that process started for you, right? Because then we have something to show Google. Yeah, so just, you know, yeah. And then are you able to update the 129 today, or do you need a little bit more time? Because, you know, some people don't like that orange banner on their site, you know, because they say, oh, a potential client might think I'm out of business or something if they see that, you know.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me till, what's today? Monday? Give me till Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, you got it.
Wednesday.
I'll send you a notification also that talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, will ring to my desk. So if you get things squared away, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up on Wednesday, okay?
Okay. Now, this number that I get got from you today, is that the number that I can get a hold of you?
The number is the same number for Local Splash, but my extension is 777. So let me just double check real quick if that extension's on the text. If not, I'll send it to you. So let's just see.
Yeah, you're Tina with Splash.
That's it. Yep, and it shows the 777, right?
No, I'm just writing it down. And,
okay.
What's your
phone
number?
Oh, you're writing it down. Yeah, let me give you the whole number if you're writing it down. It's 877.
877.
635.
6225.
Mm-hmm. And then once the recording comes on, it'll say, you know, press 1 for this and press 2 for that. You just put in that 777 right away, and then it'll ring to my desk.
You got it. I got it.
Okay.
Well, let's do this. I already have the card and the proposal in front of me, so I'll do this tonight. And can I take a picture of them and then send it to this number?
You can. You can reply to that text that you just got, or you can reply to my email because I already sent you an email.
And I also got a text or just an email?
You got a text too. You can check it. I sent over the the link to your website on the text message, and then I also sent my direct line on the text message.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Local Splash, this is, your
yep.
account is past due and will be suspended. Call us as soon as possible.
Yes.
Get your payment.
And then it has my extension. Mm-hmm. Then it says 777,
yeah.
right? Okay, good.
I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to text them to this number.
Thank you. And then I will get them over to that department, okay?
Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. And then we'll talk more on Wednesday.
I can give you a payment now. I was going to get another check tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that. That way, that orange banner will come down by tomorrow. So let's get that done.
Okay.
So for the payment, is it still the same billing address?
Yes.
On Pilgrim Drive? Okay, perfect. And then the new card number when you're ready?
4856.
Okay.
3100.
Got it.
1678.
Got it.
7053.
Okay, expiration?
0828.
828, and the code?
882.
Perfect. Okay, so I will get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go on the payment. And then, like I said, when I get those pictures coming in, I'll forward it to that department so that we make sure we get you verified, okay?
Okay.
All right. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, too.
Thank you, Tina. You too.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate that.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.